take your noisemaker out, if you wouldn't mind, and let's turn it to silent, vibrate, so we don't annoy our neighbor, because the gentleman that's going to be sharing our information with us has came here from the great state of Arizona, and he's one of the top leaders in the entire company. This gentleman has earned way in excess of millions of dollars, but more importantly, he loves helping people. He serves on what we call our Platinum Council, which is kind of the field leadership for Legal Shield. So this is the place where you're going to get all the little nuggets that we want to learn more about our company. So what I'd like you to do is stand to your feet. Welcome to the front of the room, Mr. Larry Smith.
Good morning. Can y'all hear me? I guess I better turn my phone off, right? So I don't want to get kicked out of here. Thank you all for coming out to find out more about this exciting growth company called Legal Shield. Before we get started, Mr. Wilkinson didn't say much about himself, but I've had the privilege of knowing this gentleman for about 20 years now, and I've watched him go from, you know, just getting started to going through a lot of life challenges like all of us do, to becoming the dynamic leader he is today and helping our company expand across the country, not just in Utah. So please give a nice round of applause for Mr. George Wilkinson. Thanks so much for being here. I want to spend a couple of minutes with you just kind of telling you my story, because I'm going to talk about a lot of different things this morning for a few minutes, and as I do that, I want you to understand kind of where I'm coming from so that we can kind of get to know each other a little bit better. In 1975, I went to work for this company called the Pillsbury Company. Now, how many people ever heard of Pillsbury, right? What do you know about the Pillsbury Company? The Doughboy, right. So everywhere I went, people would poke me in the belly. I'd go, hee-hee, I could still do it today. I became the Pillsbury Doughboy, and that was in 1975 at the age of 25. Prior to doing that, joining the company, I actually worked in a convenience store called Minute Mart, like 7-Eleven. And I was making $3.65 an hour. And yes, they did pay that little money back then. And when Pillsbury had an ad in the paper, and I applied for it, but they required a college degree. Well, I had five fathers growing up. I left home at the age of 17 because I got tired of getting thrown through walls and beat up because they were all alcoholics. And I just decided I wanted to get out. So I left home. And I quit school my senior year. I quit school. And then I joined the Army at 18, and I went to Vietnam and did two tours of duty and came back and got my high school GED. So I've got a GED, which I understand stands for good enough diploma, and I've never been to college, so I'm not a rocket scientist. So Pillsbury required a college degree. I had a high school GED. When I was in Vietnam, I was highly decorated, and the district manager for the Pillsbury Company was also a highly decorated Vietnam vet. And so he called me in for the interview. We got to know each other real well. He pulled some strings, I took some tests, and they hired me. And I started with Pillsbury at the age of 25. And the starting package with Pillsbury at that time was a salary of $669 a month, plus a company car, plus an expense account, plus a 401k that they matched dollar for dollar, plus they paid for all my health insurance. So needless to say, coming from $3.65 an hour to that, I felt like a millionaire at the age of 25. Thank you. Appreciate it. Okay, no problem. Remind me after the briefing, I'll give it to you in small, unmarked bills, not in sequence. I'm going to sip on that during the presentation, so y'all bear with me. But the one thing I didn't have, even though I thought I had this great job, I didn't have any financial education. And so I didn't know anything about money. And so quite honestly, as I went out and started working, when I made money, I had a great philosophy: make it, spend it, have fun, right? And the problem was, is as I went through life, I didn't learn anything about money. So every time I'd get a raise or get a promotion, I was really just broke at a higher level. Okay, I had nicer things, nicer cars, nicer clothes, but I was broke at a higher level because I still had no financial education. So I spent 10 years with Pillsbury. They asked me to go to Minneapolis to the world headquarters for a 2-year stint. I'd been to Minneapolis when the wind chill factor was 60 below zero. I'm an old Texas boy, and I can't handle that kind of weather, so I declined, and I left Pillsbury after 10 years with another Pillsbury associate. We headed up a company in Dallas, Texas for 5 years. Made more money, but I didn't really care for the industry. It was the alcoholic beverage industry. And I didn't really care for the industry, so after 5 years, I left. And I bounced around for a couple of years, and then about 1993, I accepted a position as a corporate president for an international company based out of Australia, and they had an opening in Southern California. I lived in Phoenix, Arizona, which is where I live today. So my family didn't want to move, but they knew I needed the job because I needed the money and because we were always broke. And even no matter how much money you make, sometimes you can still be broke. I always tell people I lived on 125% of my income, which means I lived from check to check and had credit card debt. And I know I'm the only person in the room that's ever done that, so I feel so alone right now. I'm in depression. I need help. The company was in 32 countries with their products, and I was in the president of the U.S. division. We were profitable. There were four other divisions that were profitable. Most of them weren't profitable. So in 1995, they started siphoning money out of the profitable divisions to pay losses of the foreign divisions that weren't profitable. Needless to say, in the end of 1995, I ended up unemployed. Just out of curiosity, has anybody in this room ever been unemployed? Have you ever realized they stopped paying you? Okay. When you have bills coming in every month and there's no cash flow, this is not a good time, especially at the age of 44. Well, I knew I needed to put food on the table, so I turned around and went and got a job at a grocery store. And I lived in a funny little area in Orange County, California, and I couldn't afford to stay and I couldn't afford to leave. I had an apron around my neck at the grocery store, one of those green aprons. I was sacking groceries, you know, after being a corporate president. And it was in my neighborhood where I lived, and my neighbors were coming in going like, dude, what are you doing? I said, I'm changing my life. I don't know what I'm doing, actually. I'm trying to eat, right? And I picked up a 3:30 a.m. paper route because nobody would hire me because I was, quote, unquote, overqualified, right? Well, I finally got an offer, but at that point, I realized I'd start, you know, a lot of people, my friends said I was going through a midlife crisis. I was really going through a midlife review because I'd relocated 11 times in 20 years corporately. And what I'd realized after 20 years, when I looked back, I went, what did I come away with? And the only thing I came away with was 20 years of experience and no cash flow. Now, I'm 44, and I'm thinking, if I want to retire in 65, that means I got one more 20-year run to do something different, right? And I said, so what am I going to do that's not only going to pay my bills, but also help me retire with some type of dignity? Well, in December of 95, right before the company closed, a gentleman called me about Legal Shield. And I was busy. My family was in Phoenix. I worked Monday through Friday. I had an apartment in Southern California. I worked Monday through Friday in Southern California, flew home Friday night, spent Friday, Saturday, and Sunday night in Phoenix. My family flew back on Monday, working 16 hours a day. When I was off the job physically, I was still on the job mentally, right? So I had no freedom in my life at all, total stress. And so I decided I want to do something different I decided I've got to try this. So when the gentleman called me about Legal Shield, I was still corporately employed. So I didn't have any interest in this business opportunity, which I'll talk about today. But also, I did have an interest in their service because I was married with children and I didn't have a last will and testament, right? And when the gentleman told me that that was all covered with this Legal Shield membership, I said, you mean I can buy it and get my will done and cancel it? And he said, you can, but you probably won't because that's why we make it a month-to-month service and there's no contract. Because we know that when people use a service, it's so inexpensive, they never want to be without it. And I said, but I could cancel it. And he said, yes. And I said, I'm in. So I bought the membership, and then a month later, the company closed down. I'm unemployed. And a month later, I took a ring to a jeweler to get it fixed so I could hock it to get some cash, to be honest with you. The jeweler told me he'd fix it, and instead of fixing it, he ruined it. And then he wouldn't do anything about it. Because I had Legal Shield, I was able to pick up the phone and call the law firm and not worry about getting a bill because that consultation with the attorney was covered with this membership service that I have with Legal Shield. So I spent 45 minutes on the phone with an attorney. She asked me all these questions, and she says, give me the guy's name and phone number. Let me call him and tell him what your rights are as a consumer. And I said, look, I'm unemployed. I'm broke. I can't afford all this. She said, Mr. Smith, this is all covered with your monthly membership. I said, well, here's his name and number. So she makes a phone call to this guy, and I don't know what she said to him, but I still dream about it from time to time. Because she called me back 15 minutes later. She faxed me a release of liability. I signed it, and the same day that the jeweler told me he wasn't going to do anything, I walked into his store, handed him the release of liability, and because of what the attorney had told him on the phone call, he handed me a check for $2,152.32 to replace my ring. So he had already told me he wasn't going to do anything, but the attorney makes a phone call, and as we always like to say, when people feel the heat, they see the light, right? And so the jeweler saw the light and handed me the check. I ran to his bank, cashed the check immediately, right? And I'm standing in the bank lobby with this $2,100 in my hands, and I'm going like, how many times would I have used this service in my life? Because we all get treated unfairly like that from time to time. And, you know, we argue with people, we fight with people. Bottom line, I went, I got to find out more about what this guy does for a living. So I called him back, asked him what he did for a living. He said, we show people information, and when we're done, we let them get their questions answered, and then they make an informed decision, and if they buy it, we get paid. And I said, what about time commitments, quotas? He said, it's your business. You can do it spare time, part-time, or full-time. No quotas, no time commitments. And I said, I've got a couple questions. He put me on the phone with the number one money earner who answered two of my questions, and then he said, Larry, you're already a product of the product. He said, you got a check for $2,100. It paid for your membership for over 7 years. Why in the world do you need to get a whole bunch of questions answered? Come out and take a full look at this opportunity and see what it's all about. So on January 22nd of 1996, I went to a live event. This is called a live event. And ma'am, I sat in the same chair you're sitting in, second row, second seat. And I watched this guy. And back then, we didn't have PowerPoints. We had a black and white brochure. And Dave would stand in front of the room, and he'd turn the pages and tell this story. And then they had this crooked whiteboard on a tripod stand, and he'd draw out the compensation plan. I had no idea what he's talking about. But here's what I did know. The product worked. And if the product worked and people would have interest in the services that we provide, then they would buy it. And if they buy it, I get paid. That's really all I need to know. So I want to tell you my story that I know about broke. I'm going to talk about money when I talk about the financial opportunity. I don't want you to be uncomfortable because I'm going to tell my story, and the story's pretty fun. But I don't want, you know, I don't want people to come to an event like this and see this guy up in the front of the room, and he's the guy that's making all the money, and he's going to convince you that you can too. Not my style at all, okay? My style is, I know what broke is like. I've been beyond broke, right? I went to my church 3 different times to get groceries to feed my family. So don't talk to me about broke. I know all about it. Today I'm not. I'm now working on my $8 million in Legal Shield. I've been paid over $7 million already. And I don't say that to impress you, but I'm going to talk about money. So I don't want you to be uncomfortable when I talk about money. That's why I felt it necessary to always tell my broke story first. So you understand this isn't something, I'm not a silver spoon fed kid that came up here and just got lucky. I worked my butt off to get where I am today. I'll talk about that too, but I worked my butt off in corporate America for 20 years and walked away with nothing. Today I walk away with lifestyle that I've always dreamed of. And so I'm going to share the story with you. But the most important part about this overview is what our company does for people. Because if you understand the value proposition of the services we provide, then you'll realize, because you've got friends, family, and coworkers that tell you their problems, and you want to help them, but you don't know how to. And when you see what this membership does, you'll realize the membership can help them. And if you're open to referring them to this service, our company will pay you for doing that. That's a summary of what we're going to talk about. So let's kind of jump in here and talk about today. The best business models today are simple, disruptive, and noble. And they're not easily duplicated. And the most successful ones today have a mobile app. It seems like the most important real estate in the country today is the app on your phone, your home screen, right? How often are you without your mobile phone? Even at nighttime when you're sleeping, how far away is it? Right? Here's a tip. Go plug it into your bathroom and don't look at it first thing in the morning. Get up. Read a book. Do some fun things before you touch the phone, right? So let's look at some examples here. So, you know, the taxi industry's been around for 122 years. 10 years ago, this company called Uber comes in, and they just disrupted an existing industry with a new concept. They made it simpler, easier, and more affordable. Today, Uber and Lyft are just rampant with volume. When you think about transportation that you need today, if you're not driving, would you call a taxi or Uber or Lyft? Uber or Lyft, right? That's what's happened. You look at Netflix. We used to go to Blockbuster, couldn't find the video we wanted. But today it's Netflix, okay? Airbnb today and VRBO is replacing the hotel industry. I mean, that's where I stay all the time now. Amazon's replacing retail stores. So what's happening is we're not seeing new industries come into place. We're seeing big, old, established industries come into place that are really having the old established industries, new companies coming in. They're disrupting that industry because of how they make it simpler and easier, more affordable. And those are the companies today that are growing. If you look at the legal industry today, you see, understand it's expensive, it's unresponsive, it's unaccountable. That doesn't mean attorneys are bad. It just means if you ever hired an attorney, you understand the frustrations that you go through when you do that. Again, not good or bad, I just don't understand how that system works. So what Legal Shield has done is taken a big, old, solid, massive, established industry, one of the biggest industries in the world, the legal service industry, we've disrupted it, making it affordable, accountable, and responsive. So here's kind of some history about our company. The gentleman you see is the founder, Mr. Harlan Stonecipher. Back in 1969, he was in the insurance industry. And on the way to an insurance meeting, he was involved in a very serious head-on collision. That's actually his car from the collision. Now, he learned a lot about his protection plans, because who do you think paid for the total out car? The car insurance company, right? Who do you think paid for the doctor and hospital bills? The medical insurance company. If he died, who would have taken care of his family? The life insurance company, right? So he had this protection in place, but the person that hit him, even though they got the ticket, they came back and sued him, claiming he was at fault. Now today in 2019, I can sue you, you can sue me. We can't keep each other from doing that. But if you're sued and you don't go to court and defend your rights in the lawsuit, the justice system finds you guilty by default for not showing up, regardless of your innocence or guilt. It was no different in 1969. Mr. Stonecipher hired an attorney. He went to court. He was found innocent like he knew he would be, but he spent his life savings on attorney's fees, and even though he was innocent, they didn't give his money back. So he realized with his protection mentality, he needed something for legal services like he had for all the other protection plans. He went in search of a company like this. He couldn't find it. His research took him to Europe. He found out that legal plans have been in Europe since 1935. They're as common over there as car insurance is to us today. So his tragedy literally became his destiny as he created this magnificent company called Legal Shield. Now today we protect about 4.5 million people. So if 4.5 million people are paying for our service every month, it's obviously working. And that number, matter of fact, as we sit in this room today, our active membership base in our company is higher than it's ever been in the history of the company. So I mean, we're growing leaps and bounds. We just got through opening the United Kingdom on July 1st, so we've gone international. Back in 1999, I helped to open 4 provinces of Canada with the company, and on November 23rd, I'm going back to Canada because October 1st, we're opening the entire country of Canada instead of just 4 provinces. So we're in a really massive growth mode, very proud of it. We've been featured by every major financial journal, on every Bloomberg TV, you know, Yahoo Finance, all the top financial journals, Forbes, Fortune, Success, Businessweek, Newsweek, The Wall Street Journal, and we're A-plus rated by the Better Business Bureau. So if the Better Business Bureau gives an A-plus rating, when I was in school, it was an A-plus was the highest grade. I'm guessing it's the same today. So that's a pretty good grade, right? Our corporate office is located in Ada, Oklahoma, about 90 miles southeast of Oklahoma City. I was fortunate back in 2003 to actually be there when the founder and the governor of the state of Oklahoma, actually Mr. Stonecipher, pushed the shovel in the ground to break ground on our new office building. This is not a small company, ladies and gentlemen. Our corporate campus is 87 acres. Our building is 177,000 square feet. We have 900 corporate employees. 750 of them are in this one building. So the company I'm talking to you about is rock solid. Those of you who are going to be here for the training this afternoon, I'll tell you exactly how we got to this point. Today, or May 1st of 2018, we were purchased by one of the largest financial services and insurance private equity groups called Stone Point Capital. They paid $1.2 billion and bought our company. So this is, you know, people that own our company, they're not people that are hoping this will work. It's a rock-solid company. We're very proud of our success. So what's our vision? Our vision is to provide equal access to the liberty, equality, opportunity, and justice that every human being deserves and expects. If you go to Washington, D.C., one of the most beautiful buildings in our country is the Supreme Court building. On the west wall, there's 4 words emblazoned on that wall that says equal justice under law. Our forefathers said all of us should have those privileges. Today, 93% of the population say that they cannot afford access to attorneys. The 7% that didn't say that are probably attorneys, right? So we understand how that works. So, you know, a lot of times people look at this and they go, I've never used an attorney. I don't need this. Well, I'd only used an attorney one time in my life. And so when Michael showed this to me, I told him that I only used an attorney once. I've never been a criminal, never been in trouble with the law. Why would I want to prepay for something that I only used one time? And I always kind of associated needing an attorney with being in trouble, right? And so I realized that I didn't think about preventive issues. You know, think about today, the wealthiest people in our country keep attorneys on retainer. It's not because they're in trouble. It's because our society's become so complex, they don't make many decisions without getting legal advice first. They pay big money to do that. If you knew you could pick up the phone and call your attorney, your law firm, and talk to an attorney that works in any area of law, and you never got a bill for that phone call, would you make the call? Of course you would. You know, it's not that we're opposed to using attorneys, we're opposed to paying for them. And that is the disruptive innovation that Legal Shield has brought to this industry. Here's an example. Just by a show of hands, how many of y'all ever signed a contract or a document? How many of y'all think you might sign one more before your life is up? If you ask a wealthy person to sign a contract, who do they always have look at it first? Why don't we do it? because at $250 an hour, we're just going to take our chances and go on with life. But if you could get those contracts reviewed without worrying about getting a bill, would you say, let me run it by my attorney first? Of course you would. Ladies and gentlemen, there's all kinds of things in life that happens that we could use attorneys for if we understand the power of access to attorneys. So when you become a Legal Shield member, you get a mobile app, and that's with you all the time. Anytime you want to access your services, tap the app, you call the law firm. So imagine being able to call your law firm on an unlimited number of issues, and whether you talk 5 minutes or 5 hours, if you didn't get a bill, would you make the call? Sure you would. That's what we do. But instead of charging those high hourly rates, we charge a monthly subscription fee that's less expensive. Matter of fact, about 4 times less expensive than this, okay? Four times less expensive than one cup. I better drink it before it gets cold. Good job. I'll even throw, that sip was 25 cents, right? So we're going to give you personal legal advice on an unlimited number of issues. Listen, what attorneys can't do is they can't change a law to make you right. What attorneys can do is they can reinforce your rights under the law. And just like what the attorney did with my jewelry problem, right? The jeweler told me he wouldn't do anything. The attorney makes a phone call, I get a check for over $2,100. You know, I do that all day long. And listen, when you're short, people mess with you. It's just a natural tendency. I don't care who you are. And listen, you can laugh all you want. There's people in this room that see eye to eye with me, and you know what I'm talking about, right? So let me give you some examples, because that the jewelry thing was a pretty traumatic thing to me. It was a big deal, right? I was broke. I needed some cash, and as soon as I got the money, I actually ended up going and paying it to pay my landlord so I wouldn't get evicted. True story. Transparency, right? But the reality of it is I've had trivial issues, those things that frustrate the living fool out of you. Like last year, my wife and I went to Iceland for 10 days on vacation, and my cell phone company said all my data was covered. I come back, and I have a $130 over data charge. I called them. I've been with the same company for 21 years. They told me that I didn't have all that extra coverage internationally, but they'd be, because I've been with them for so long, they'd give me a $20 customer courtesy credit. I said, I don't want a customer courtesy credit. I want a $130 credit, and I want to take it off my bill. They said, Mr. Smith, we can't help you. Now, in the old days, I'd fight with people, argue with people. Sometimes, you know, you have to really get up in their face. But these days, the reason I'm always smiling is because when people mess with me, I just smile and say, are you absolutely sure this is how you want to handle it? Because I'm not fighting my battles anymore. I'm letting the lawyers do it, right? And she said, yes, sir. And I said, thank you very much. So I called the law firm. Why did I call the law firm? Because I could. I didn't have to worry about the cost. There was no cost. It was all included with my monthly subscription. So I talked to an attorney. I gave him the details. He said, draft that out and send it over to me. So I sent him the details in an email over to the firm. He writes a letter. Now, my firm in Phoenix has 68 attorneys in the firm, working every conceivable area of the law. On their letterhead, all 68 attorneys' names are listed. It's a little more damaging than my Garfield stationery, right? And so they said in there, he was explaining everything to the company, and 3 weeks later, I get a call from this person from Dallas, Texas, from the corporate office of my cell phone company, who says, Mr. Smith, this is so-and-so, and we got your letter from your attorney, and we'd like to discuss how we can handle this with you. And I said, great. I said, the simplest way to handle this and the shortest way to end this conversation is just give me the $130 back, and we're good. He said, that's exactly what we're going to do. I said, thank you very much. Okay? Wouldn't do it for me. I was only worth a $20 customer courtesy credit, but a law firm's letterhead got worth $130, and I never paid more than my monthly subscription, right? Took something very special to the dry cleaners my wife and I used for a year and a half, never had a problem with the dry cleaners. They ruined something. I take it back to him. He tells me it's faulty material. I said, it's not faulty material. He shows me the sign at the dry cleaners that says, we're not responsible. And I said, are you sure this is how you want to handle this? He said, yes. I called the law firm. Why? Because I could. They told me to email, take pictures and email over to them. They write a 2.5-page letter. One sentence in the letter says, we have retained the clothing in question as evidence. Scared me so much, I was going to write myself a check, right? And so the dry cleaner's owner calls me up and says, do you want to come pick it up or do you want to mail it to you? I said, I'll come pick it up. He had already left. He left it in an envelope. I wanted to see him face to face. Give it to me. Just give it to me. Right? Anyway, I've gotten back or saved in excess of $33,000 from letters and phone calls. So don't let people push you around anymore. Every time you are thinking and you're going, should I do this, should I not do this? Am I right, am I wrong? Feeling stressed, feeling frustrated, tap the app, call the law firm, get the legal advice, let them write letters and make phone calls. Your life will be so much easier, it's unbelievable. So if it's priced right, then that would make sense. We do that on unlimited number of issues. Contracts and documents, I saved $19,600 on one contract. Not because of what they put in it, but because of what they left out of it, right? We'll review an unlimited number up to 15 pages. IRS Auto System, watch this. Have fun with me. Everybody be truthful. I'll raise both my hands first. If you've ever gotten a letter from the IRS, raise your hand. Come on, up high, up high. Look at all the criminals in this room. So they did a three-year audit for me in 2002. Because I'm a Legal Shield associate, not just a member, I also have our home business membership supplement, which is just about a little less than $10 a month, which covers my business as well as my family, right? So because I have that, when they said that they want to do an audit, I was able to call the tax attorney. The tax attorney asked me five questions, had me sign a power of attorney, and he went on the audit for me. I didn't have to go, right? Now, how does this work? I don't know. I'm not a lawyer, right? I got a GED. But he goes on the audit. They do a three-year audit. The IRS says I owe him money. He calls me back after he's done. He says, I got good news and bad news. I said, what's the bad news? He says, well, you're not going to get a check. And I said, well, how could there be any good news? He said, because we were able to negotiate a tax code, we got you a three-year tax credit, and that saved me $87,000 in taxes that I didn't have to pay because I had a tax attorney. And if I pulled up my Social Security statement, those 3 years, when it shows tax, there's 3 years of zeros. If you want the proof, I can prove it, right? My point of it is this. What would I have done if I didn't have Legal Shield? I wouldn't have paid it, but I would have gone on the audit and taken my receipts, and I'd probably still be paying it, Ashley, today with taxes and penalties and everything else because I didn't know what I was doing. So because I was a Legal Shield member, that was all taken care of. A civil trial defense, I've never used this part of the plan because I've never been sued. Hopefully you never will be either. But if you're sued in a covered civil suit, then we actually give you pre-trial time where we'll actually prepare the case with you, and then we'll send an attorney to go to court with you and defend you in the lawsuit. It's a scheduled set of hours the first year just in this part of our plan because all the stuff's unlimited. We give you 60 hours your first year, and then every year we add 60 more hours. From the fifth year and every year forward, there's over 300 hours of trial defense coverage in there, and that's longer than what O.J. Simpson's case was. If you remember, O.J. was on TV forever, right? But that's a lot more hours than what he had. Once you've been a member for 90 days, we have family domestic services where we actually give you coverage for uncontested divorce, adoption, separation, or name change. So if you get an uncontested divorce, you're just going to pay for court costs and filing fees. We'll take care of the attorney's fees. We save one lady in Texas over $10,000 just because of this one part of our plan. Now, what about speeding tickets? Anybody ever get them? I've gotten, look at Ashley, man, she's proud. I did. Let me raise both hands and both feet. Watch this. I'll show you speeding tickets. I've only gotten one. And listen, we don't fix tickets. We don't recommend you break the law. But I got one speeding ticket, 11 miles over the speed limit. Today, all you do is when you get the ticket, you snap the app, and you actually take a picture of your speeding ticket. And then you send it right to the law firm within 4 business hours. A traffic attorney will be back on the phone seeing what they can do to help you. In my case, I had an 11-mile-an-hour over ticket. It was a $187 fine. I sent it to the law firm. I got a letter back from them saying your ticket has been dismissed without prejudice. Your $187 fine is zero. No points on your driving record. Your insurance rates won't go up. How do they do this? I don't know. I'm not a lawyer, okay? The reason I bought the membership, I didn't have a last will and testament, a living will, a health care power of attorney, and a financial power of attorney. This is normally $700 to $1,000 per person. So if you're married, that's $1,400 to $2,000 to have this done. That's why 80% of the public doesn't have them today. If you're a Legal Shield member, we do all this for free because it's included with your membership. And every year that we maintain your membership, we'll update that will for no additional charge. That's really, really important to Utah members because y'all are having kids like every 6 weeks or something, right? And so when you, I'm just having fun. I got 7 kids and my 12th grandchild's on the way next month and my one great grandchild, so I love kids, right? But when you think about this, when you realize that when you have new children, you need to put them in the will, right? And when you get to my age and all your children are now adults and they know everything there is to know about life, you can update and take a few of them out, okay? So whatever you want to do, you can do, right? 24/7 emergency access. This is really neat. If you're ever being questioned, detained, or arrested by law enforcement, if you're injured in an accident, if authorities are trying to remove your child from your custody, or if there's a warrant out for your arrest, as long as you're not under the influence of drugs or alcohol, and your vehicle is registered properly and you're licensed properly, all you do is tap that app. That phone number goes to our corporate office in Oklahoma. They verify your membership is active 24/7, 365. and within minutes you can have an attorney on the phone with you. I don't care if it's 3 o'clock in the morning. Had this happen to me in 2008 in a five-car pileup accident at 6:15 on a Friday night. Me and my pastor are sitting on the side of the road, and they're wanting us to sign a release. I was able to use this emergency access. The attorney was on the phone with me within 8 minutes, telling me what to sign, what not to sign, what to do, what not to do. Pretty powerful program right there to help yourself. If you have something that you'd hire an attorney for anyway, like if you got a DUI, and a DUI today can be two glasses of champagne at a wedding. It's scary how, I mean, you can't really touch alcohol anymore and drive, right? But if you get a DUI, you're going to hire an attorney anyway. So with Legal Shield, because you're a Legal Shield member, we'll offer you a 25% preferred member discount. When you call in and consult with the attorney, they will give you a quote. You're welcome to shop around any other law firm you want. If you feel like you have a better deal someplace else, use it. There's no obligation. We just extend this to you. Same with contingency programs. That commercial that says, got in a wreck, need a check, don't call that number. Call your law firm first, okay? Let us help you out. So with the membership, we cover not only you, but we also cover your spouse or domestic partner, not both. Doesn't work like that around here, right? Any children under age 26 that are either living at home or full-time students, any dependent children under the age of 18 of which you're a legal guardian, and any physically or mentally challenged children, regardless of age, they're covered under the plan all the way up to life as long as they live with you, right? So this is, you know, again, you know, in Utah, this is big because there's so many people in a family that you look at the cost of it. We cover the whole family like that. Think about what that really costs you, right? So thanks. So here's the litmus test. Here's the GED test. Which would you choose? Would you rather find an attorney on your own, which you can't even see their face, right? Would you rather pay $250 an hour, or would you rather pay 83 cents a day? How much was this? Mika, how much was this? $5 or $6. So for 83 cents a day, you can have everything I just got through telling you. How you doing, Jarvis? That was a 75-cent sip. We got another issue we're faced with today called identity theft. It's a big deal. There's all kinds of different kinds of identity theft. You can't even keep up with what's taking place because we're always having to react to criminals because we're not criminals. And so there's a lot of companies that are in the identity theft business that say, we're going to monitor your credit report. That's important. But not everything that happens to you shows up on your credit report. If you have medical identity theft, driver's license identity theft, medical identity theft is the fastest growing form of identity theft. And so if you have that, it doesn't show up on your credit report, so you don't know. But because of what we do with ID Shield, we monitor your entire DNA. Everything about you is what we monitor. Your credit score, we'll give you that on your app, your social security number, your passport, driver's license, medical ID, up to 10 email addresses, usernames and passwords, up to 10 credit cards, bank accounts up to 10, dark web, we'll look for your data being traded, and even social media. Matter of fact, this morning when I woke up, I had a notification that one of my email addresses had been compromised. It's pretty cool when you get that notification and you're just able to tap the app, call into the private investigators, and let them tell you how to handle this. With our base plan, we have a $25,000 protection policy that covers your financial losses, and with the base plan, we monitor through TransUnion. Which means if you applied for a credit card and it came through Equifax or Experian, you would not get a notification. But in the event you're compromised, we're still going to cover all three bureaus. But for an additional $5 a month, you can have all three bureaus monitored. So no matter who you're using, TransUnion, Equifax, Experian, you would get notification. Plus, we have $1 million financial loss coverage. But regardless of which plan you have, in the event that you're a victim of identity theft, what we're going to do is we're going to assign you a licensed private investigator. We'll do whatever it takes for as long as it takes to restore your identity back to pre-theft status for life, and there's no cap or ceiling on the money we will spend to make sure you are whole again. It's an amazing service. So for a family coverage, a legal plan is $24.95, and the ID Shield is $24.95. 83 cents a day apiece, $1.66 a day, $6. $1.66, this is going to be gone in a few minutes. This is with me for always, 24/7, right? And if you're an individual, $24.95 for the legal plan and $9.95 for the ID Shield, with $34.90 a month. The best part about this is I'm a frugal person. Today, I don't live on 125% of my income. I live on 19% of my income, and 90% of that is my $5,000 a month mortgage because I've got it on a 15-year note that I fixed at 3.5%. So today, I love saving money. But with member perks, we have over 400 companies, brand name companies that you all recognize, that you do business with already. They offer Legal Shield members discounts of anywhere from 5% to 50%. And like, for instance, Sprint Phone Company, I'm associated and a member, they give me a $24 a month discount because I'm a Legal Shield member, right? So if I'm getting $24 discount from Sprint and I'm paying $24.95 for my legal plan, what am I really spending? 95 cents. I don't even have 95 cents. I got dollars. I don't even know that didn't know change still existed, right? They still give that out, right? So my point of it is if you'll use the member perks, you'll save way more money. I save more money every month than what my membership costs me. So you take advantage of our discounts. Listen, here's the GED mindset. If I'm saving more money than what the membership is costing me, in effect, Legal Shield's paying me to own this. Because if I canceled it, if I cancel my membership, now I lose all those discounts, which I got to pay more for. So, you know, anyway, that's the GED thing, I guess. So here, so think about how many times your friends have asked for help, been frustrated, upset about something, and you want to help them. Can you imagine just picking up your phone and going, you know, I used to deal with those same things, but now I've got this service that's less than a cup of coffee a day that takes care of all this for me. Would you like to find out how it works? And you turn around, send it to them. They go to your website and buy it. You get paid. That's a simplicity. So how do we make money? Word of mouth marketing and overrides from your team. One of the things I love most about Legal Shield's business model is you don't have to recruit. Now, I wouldn't build a business in Legal Shield without recruiting personally because I've learned the power of leveraged income. But my top producer in the team, her name is Krista. She's out of Southern California. Krista doesn't recruit, right? She makes about $300,000 a year. She works 25 hours a week. She's a single mom with five kids. And she's got an incredible lifestyle. She's made several million dollars in the company because but she doesn't recruit. What she does is she goes to companies and offers this as an employee benefit like medical and dental because we have employee benefit plans. So she has companies like the Oprah Winfrey Network, Children's Hospital, police departments, fire departments. So one of the things I love about Legal Shield, some people, they just don't understand the power of recruiting, which I'll talk about this afternoon in my training, but they don't understand the power of that. So they just want to be able to find something they can market and make a living on. And we have a lot of people that make six figures a year that just market the services that don't recruit, okay? Again, that's up to you, but you can do it however you want. So let's look at some word-of-mouth companies. Netflix doesn't pay anything when you refer people. Uber pays your credits, and if you're not using them, it doesn't do any good, right? Legal Shield's pretty simple. We pay you cash when you refer somebody to become a member. Here's the way it works. You get paid four different ways. You personally enroll members, you get paid. If your team enrolls a member, they get paid, listen, the same way you do. But the company has a separate form of compensation that they'll pay you an override that doesn't come out of your associate's income, which means your associates can actually make more money than you do. And, you know, there's this idea about the people at the top make all the money. Listen, that's not the case here. I can tell you there's people in our organization. I had Krista made more money than I did 1 month. You know, and I recruit people that say, man, I'm going to blow by you and nothing flat. And I say, do me a favor, hurry. I'll be your biggest cheerleader, man. I'll help you, right? Because you can still get paid even though they can make more money than you do because it's a separate form of compensation. And then residual income. Don't hear this the wrong way. I told you I lived on 125%. Today, my residual income, which means if I don't get out of bed, my residual income is $10,000 to $12,000 a week if I don't even work, okay? So you can build a business that can be life-changing, right? And then bonuses and incentives. So let's look at how we get paid. We're going to talk about this $49.90 family plan membership when we talk about this commission structure. When people start with our company, they start out the associate commission level. Because of our advanced commissions, this is actually a 10% commission that we pay, but we pay advanced commissions because we want to put as much money in your pocket as fast as we possibly can. Follow me for just a minute. If a member spends $49.90, they send Legal Shield $49.90 on the web, they're now a member. The company sends you $60. The company's sending you more money than they paid, and they don't even know you. Who's trusting who? Right? I mean, so think about that, right? So that's a 10% commission. That's where you start. And I'll show you this shortly, but by becoming a senior associate, we double your commissions to $120. Once you become a senior associate, somebody buys a $49.90 plan from you, you're going to get paid $120. And by the way, we do pay commissions daily, five times a week, Monday through Friday. When I was in corporate America, I couldn't wait for the weekends, and I hated Monday. In Legal Shield, I hate the weekends because I don't get paid. I can't wait for Monday because it's payday again, right? Some of y'all will get that later. If you're actually an associate or senior associate with us in this room today, Would you please stand so we can congratulate you? All associates and senior associates, please stand up. Come on, don't be shy. Stand up, and that's good. Congratulations. 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 Glad to have you here. As you continue to go up the compensation, manager pays 140, senior manager pays 160. If you're at either one of these two commission levels, will you please stand and let us recognize you? Congratulations. Congratulations. Beautiful. Beautiful. And then director pays 190. If you're a director, please stand and let us recognize you. Congratulations. Wow. Super. Congratulations. Now let me tell you what I like about this. In our compensation plan, the one thing I love about our business model is you don't have to do anything to get paid. Hear what I'm saying. A lot of these companies, you have to do a certain amount of volume every month to get your commission checks and stuff. Not here. As you, everything you do here helps you here to get to here, to get to here, to get to here. These are all permanent commission levels. You can't go backwards because there's no monthly quotas. There's no time commitments. You can do it fast or slow or any way you want. But as you achieve these levels, they're permanent until you go to the next one. So let's say you're a director. Follow me for just a minute. You talk to one of your partners. They want to buy a plan. They spend $49.90. Our company sends you $190 the next day. Are you happy?
Yeah.
Are they happy?
Yeah.
Who wins? Who loses? That's the business I want to be in. I want to be in a business where I knew that nobody could get hurt. This is a month-to-month service. You cannot get hurt. You don't have any inventory. You don't have any stress like that. You just have a service that's right on your smartphone. If you ever decide you want to cancel, call the toll-free number, cancel, you're out, no further financial obligation. I love the fact that nobody can get hurt here. But if you want to get serious, then you can become a senior director or an executive director and earn as much as $280 every time somebody else spends $50. So if you're a senior director or executive director, please stand and let us recognize you. Give a nice round of applause. Congratulations. $1.50. I'm going to get through this $6 before it gets cold. The best part about our compensation plan is whatever commission level you're at, when somebody buys this from you, this is what you get paid. That's what I call controllable income because you're in control of it. How many people are you willing to tell about our service, right? You're in control of that. If you're a manager, you're getting $140, and you need an extra $1,400 this month, write a couple of memberships a week. You got $1,400, okay? Is there two people out there that are signing contracts that get treated unfairly, that could be victims of identity theft, that get a speeding ticket, that need legal advice? Not difficult. What is your willingness to tell people? That creates what you can control. This is what I call uncontrollable income, the overrides, because you can't control that. People go out and do things, you're going to get paid whether you like it or not. That's why I love uncontrollable income, right? Let me show you how this works. Let's just say for a minute that you're a director, because clearly director is where a lot of people are in here. Let's say you're a director. You show me the membership. I spend $50. You get paid $190. Everybody's happy. But then I go, you know what? I know people that could benefit from this service. I could use some extra money. So I decide that I want to become an associate on your team. So I become a marketing associate as well as a member. Now here's what happens. When tomorrow, when somebody buys this from me, because they bought it from me, how much do I get paid? $60. But then the computer says, who helped Larry join our team and help them understand how to do things? That's you. So the computer says, well, if you're a director and Larry's an associate, we'll pay Larry his commission level, but we're going to pay you the senior associate manager, senior manager, and director override. That's $90 that shows up in your bank account because somebody went to my website and signed up. What if you had 10 of me that wrote one a month? That's an extra $900 without you having to work. That's what I call uncontrollable income. And the biggest part of my income is flipping out of control. We also have all kinds of incentives. Matter of fact, the person that invited you here will tell you more about this. But we're going to show you how you can go from here to here in 45 days. And it's not difficult to do, and you'll pick up an extra $800 in bonuses. With one person joining your team and becoming a marketing associate as well as a Legal Shield marketing associate member, they would pick up the family plan, the ID Shield, and the home business supplement for $9.95 a month. So that's $59.85. You would literally immediately, with one person joining you, get promoted and start making $120. The minute you go from here to here, if you do that within 20 days with one person, you immediately get a $300 bonus on top of it. So you make $375 immediately. So let's talk about how we do that. So as an associate, you're getting paid $60. When you enroll one person with $60 in premium, which is a legal plan, ID Shield plan, and a whole business supplement, then you got $60 in premium, plus you recruited them, you now qualified, and you just got through making $375 on your very first commission check by having them join you and do that, right? And so you get that $300 bonus. But now that you're a senior associate, now you start getting paid $120 per membership. You need $400 in organizational premium. That means premium written by you and your team. I want you to plus three associates. So watch this. So let's say George enrolls me. He becomes a senior associate. He makes $375 with one person. George enrolls two more people the same way. So now he's got three people, all of which have bought $59.85 a month in premium. That's $60 rounded. So he's got $180 of the $400. Now watch this. What does he do to get to the $400? He goes back to step one, and he takes the three of us and helps us get one each. Now he's got $360 of his $400 in premium already. He just needs $40 more, and he picks up another $500 bonus. That's the simplicity of how this works. So we help people do that, and by the way, those numbers I gave you, the $800 in bonus, is if you become an active associate in the month of September. After that, it goes back to $400 instead of $800. So there's an extra $400 on the table for you to make a decision in the month of September. Here's the power of leveraged income. Let's say you build a team of 30 associates. It doesn't mean you recruited 30. It means you got 30 on your team. Let's say that they enroll one member a week, five a month. You would be an executive director in our compensation plan, and just your executive director bonus is $7,500 a month. My ninth month in the company, I hit executive director. I hit it in Edmond. I qualified my eighth month. My ninth month, my first month as executive director, my income went over $10,000 a month. That was September of 1996. I've never made less than that. My best month, I made almost $83,000 in one month. And that month, I wrote two personal memberships. So that's why I love leveraged income, okay? We also have residual income. Listen, people buy it from us one time, but they pay for it month over month over month. As you build a book of customers, a book of business, and your team goes out and they build a book of business, all that is your book. And you get paid residual income on every member in your book, not just the ones you write, but the ones your team write as well. So every month they pay their membership, you get a percentage of that, whether you're working or not. That's how you build a retirement income with Legal Shield. I don't know, when I left the other company, they owed me $40,000 and they didn't pay me anything. Today, if I die, because our business is willable to an unlimited number of generations, if I die today, even though I'm dead and gone, my leaders, my teams, I've got millionaires in my team, I've got six-figure income earners in my team, they don't work for me. They work for themselves. They might miss me for a day or two, or three for those golfers. Yeah, for the golfers, right? They might miss me for a day or two, but they're not going to quit their business. They're going to keep building, which means even though I'm dead and gone, my family's financial legacy continues to grow beyond my lifetime. And I read in a good book that a good man will leave an inheritance for his children's children, right? I never could figure that out. I thought, why the children's children? Why not just the children? I finally figured it out. I was an adult before I figured out how to create wealth. By that time, my kids were all adults. They didn't want to listen to Dad. So now I get to take my grandkids and teach them financial education. Quick story. Anya, my five-year-old granddaughter, my wife watches our grandkids twice a week. And I was in there playing cash flow for kids with Anya. It's one of Robert Kiyosaki's games, teaching her about money. And so when her dad comes to pick her up, he comes and he says, Anya, come on, we're going to go to McDonald's and get some burgers and fries. And Anya looked at him with this real serious look on her face, and she said, we don't spend money, we store money. And I went, yes! Rich dad, poor dad, right? So here's the big question. How much does it cost to get started? $99. You bring in one person, and you made $375. If I went to any investor and said, look, I'll give you 4x return on your investment in 20 days, they'd stand in line for years, right? So I want you to understand it's a great offer, right? We have all kinds of incentives. A performance club is one of them. We do two incentive trips a year plus monthly bonuses up to $500 a month in addition to the other money I've shared with you. When I was with the Pillsbury Company, they'd take the top 5 or 10 people on vacations every year for the, being the top people. I never got any of those vacations, by the way. Never. Not once. Okay? Ever. But we took 700 people to Cabo San Lucas in July on our last Legal Shield event. 700. All expenses paid. Airfare, luggage, hotel, meals, drinks, you name it. It was covered on our plane. We do that twice a year. Great fun. So how do you build your business? We use tools and events. Let me explain this. You have three mobile apps that you're going to have. We have a prospecting app. We've got a It'll send the video of this presentation, not mine, but the video of two of our top money earners. It'll send their presentation out. So if you've got a friend in North Carolina you want to show this to, you don't need to travel to North Carolina. You don't need to spend money and mail them something. You just send them a text or an email with a video link that will do the presentation for you. So you don't have to know anything except how to send a text or an email. Is there anybody in this room that does not know how to send a text or an email? Is there anybody in the room that doesn't have a cell phone? Then you're all qualified to build a business, okay? And we do, you know, you can see all the different events, private business receptions. This is called a business briefing. By the way, if you're a guest, do me a favor and look at the person who invited you here. Just look at them. Let me ask you something. How hard are they working? They probably said something like, hey, some short dude from Arizona is coming in. Come check this out, right? That's how hard they work, because I'm actually working for them right now by sharing the information. That $99 sets up your website. You're literally in business within 15 minutes. The minute you go to their website and register, we have your website self-replicating, active. You're ready to start making money and send stuff out in 15 minutes. The second month, that we pay a $19.95 a month overhead cost. We call it Legal Shield Advantage. So those 750 employees are working for you for $20 a month. They're taking care of all of your mobile apps, your websites, making sure everything's current, up to date, all your back office reports, so you'll know anything about your business you want to know. Plus, you get to participate in the contests and incentives with us as well, and get to take all that for $19.95 a month. It's a great deal. Here's our proven track record. We have over 400 people that are currently making 6 to 7 figures annually. Over 200 that are making between $50,000 and $100,000 a year. 230 people that have already become millionaires in our company. We paid over $1 billion in commissions in the last 10 years. The thing that's so impressive about this is only 3% of the marketplace owns our product. So if we're able to do all this with 3%, what happens when we hit 10, 15, 20, 25? The biggest part of our growth opportunity is way out in front of us. That's the only thing I'm upset about, is that I'm not 30 years younger so I can go out and do more, right? But I'm having too much fun. Comes from all different walks of life, and there's a lot of reasons for starting a Legal Shield business. As you read those, we've asked a few people to come up and share their testimonial with you. If you've been invited up, please come up at this time. Give them a nice round of applause.
You were just asked. My name is George Wilkinson. My background's corporate America, where I had the corner office, the window, the alarm codes, the expense account, the keys, the car. I had arrived. I was also broke at a higher level. About 20 years ago, this information was shared with me. Fast forward today, I get to do what I want, when I want, with who I want. And it's not about the money. It's about the time freedom, because I can actually spoil my grandkids so much they love me more than their own parents. I absolutely love Legal Shield.
Thanks, George.
Awesome. Hey there, my background is in real estate and mortgage, and this opportunity was shared with me 14 years ago. I bought the membership right away because insurance made sense. And then I started to use it about 2.5 years after that and really got a hold of the business idea. Now, I don't have the leverage Mr. Smith is talking about with that type of organization, but my wife inputted about 12 to 13 apps yesterday, so I leveraged her, right? And those apps came from two different states that I wasn't in. I have associates that worked on accounts in Washington and in California. I didn't do the business, but I will collect some of the income from that. So I wasn't there. That's what the power of that. I was actually sitting in a hammock making calls, inviting people out to see Mr. Smith while other people were doing the work with me and for me. It's a great business model.
Hi. My name is Sally Gilbert, and I've been in the business for a while also. I came in with a little reluctance because my son was telling me how great this is, and I kept saying no, no, no. But after 10 months, he said, you've got to go to a briefing, whether you like it or not. And I came, and the information made a lot of sense, but the testimony was really short little testimonials. I'm not a money person. I know what it is. But I'm a heart person, and it touched my heart that people with huge problems could get them resolved for such a little bit. So I signed up. I signed up to do the business. I signed up for the whole thing. I said, if I'm going to do it, I'm going to do it. And folks, I have. And I've cried. I've gone through my mountains and valleys because it's reality. But I knew it was my future. I have 14 children. And David thinks he's the only one, but I'm telling you. I got my first great-grandbaby 2 weeks ago. I'm a great-grandmother now. And at noon, I'm going for a baby shower because next month I'm getting a second great-grandbaby. But I'm telling you, that's what I live for, is people. And if your friends were sitting here today and heard this information, they would be begging to sign up. They're not hearing it because you and I don't open our mouths enough. I apologize for that, but I'll tell you what, I'm in legal shelter for the rest of my life because I love people. Thank you.
Thanks, Al. Thanks. I can follow it real easy. I'm going to show you in just a minute. $1.55 a month to cover each one of those kids and y'all. Ashley, I finished my $6. I heard that story. I went. Ladies and gentlemen, here's the action steps, okay? My strong recommendation to you, listen, life's going to happen to you just like it happens to everybody else. Don't fight your own battles. It's not worth the money we're talking about here. It's chump change compared to the quality of life you can live by having other people take care of stuff for you. Become a member. And if you see the financial opportunity, if you realize that you can help people you know, then you realize how quickly you can start building an income. If you see that opportunity, become an associate, turn it into a revenue stream. We'll get you to our first step online training and then a classroom training as well. We'll get you promoted and help you take advantage of that $800. In closing, I want to tell a quick story. Back in about 2000, 99 or 2000, my baby was 12. She's bringing my 12th grandchild into the earth on October 20th. But she was 12 at the time, and she turned around and she said, I took them on vacation, my son and my daughter. We went on to Marco Island, Florida, and I got this big old beautiful suite right on the ocean that had 10-foot glass windows in it, and we went out in the ocean, and my daughter and I were sitting out there catching starfish by hand, you know, and having fun. We were singing karaoke at night at all the different restaurants and stuff on the beach. Had a great time. And my daughter today is a double major in finance and accounting, right, from Colorado University, and she loves numbers just like I do. And so on the flight home at the age of 12, she said, Dad, how much did you spend on this trip? And I said, it's not important. Well, she kept bugging me. She said, Dad, tell me. I said, okay, I spent $6,000. She said, Dad, how much did you make on this trip? She said, I see you writing down your numbers every morning. She said, how much did you make on the trip? I said, it's not important. She bugged me, and she said, tell me. I said, $10,000. She's 12. She said, Dad, let me get this right. She says, we went to this fabulous place. We spent a week. You didn't work. It cost you $6,000, but you made $10,000? And I went, yeah, that's right. She said, Dad? And I said, what, honey? And she said, what are we going home for? So if a 12-year-old can get it, maybe you can too. Thank you all for having me out. I appreciate you being here. God bless you all.
Let's give him a hand again. That was pretty awesome. Okay, we're going to take a little 5-10 minute break, and then we're going to come back, and we're going to do some announcements from corporate and some recognition. So take about 10 minutes. That means 10 minutes regular time, not Utah time. So we can be back here probably about 20 after tops, and then we'll go ahead and do that. For the guests in the room, you probably have questions. I would encourage you, get with the person who invited you. Circle your chairs up. Let's make sure we can get your questions answered, and we'll take that time. Thank you so much. Let's give Mr. Smith a hand again, please.